They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Allegations of serious fraud threaten a big U.S.-UK soccer deal. I'm David Brancaccio. A big transatlantic deal involving soccer could soon unravel. There's news that the Miami-based investment firm 777 Partners, which is trying to buy the soccer team Everton of Liverpool, England, is being sued for fraud. The lenders claim that 777 borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars against assets that it did not actually own. Investigations into the fund started when the 777 team made the move to acquire the soccer club last year, and the investment firm is behind on loan payments, which had been delaying the purchase of the team. 777 declined to comment. Big U.S. investors have been very interested in European soccer teams, which are seen as big international brands that go for often attractive prices. Adam Sommerfeld, managing partner at Certus Capital Partners, says investment groups that already own sports properties like to cross-promote soccer.
You might have someone that holds an NFL team and an MLS team or an NBA team. Those sorts of groups are looking to cross sort of leverage fan bases, and that's why they're looking to dip into European soccer.
And Sommerfeld says there's another reason for U.S. investor interest in soccer. The sport has become more popular among Americans thanks to a certain show on Apple TV+.
You would be stunned, the impact of Ted Lasso. You would be stunned as a catalyst how many times I've sat on a call and, you know, a very prominent ultra high net worth investor will say, I saw Ted Lasso and I'm interested.
Adam Sommerfeld with Certus Capital. Now, there is some good news for China's shaky economy. The latest trade data for April today show the world's second largest economy has returned to growth, exports up by 1.5%, and imports to China up by 8.4%. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai.
The rise in China's imports and exports means demand both at home and abroad are improving. But if the momentum continues, especially for exports, it might anger China's biggest trade partners. China mainly exports mechanical and electrical products to Southeast Asia, Europe, and the U.S. Car exports were up 25% in the first 4 months of this year. American and European officials have accused China of dumping excess electric cars and renewable equipment at cheap prices. China, for its part, says its exporters just have comparative advantage. But officials in the U.S. ask, why can't China rely on its own consumers? Well, the property slump makes Chinese spenders feel poor. Sales of newly built homes from January to March dropped 31% compared to the same period last year. Cities like Chengdu, Xi'an, and Hangzhou have recently lifted all home buying restrictions. But it may not be enough of an incentive, given China has a weak social safety net and unemployment remains high. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. Weight Watchers holds its yearly shareholders meeting today, and tonight is streaming an event with freshly departed board member Oprah Winfrey, who's still helping the company. Tonight's focus, the changes in the way we talk about obesity and diet culture, given new GLP-1 weight loss drugs. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Since the GLP-1s like Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound have come online, the size of the weight loss industry has ballooned from about $76 billion a year to almost $90 billion in 2023, according to research from Market Data LLC, which tracks the sector. And on the way, there have been some casualties.
A lot of those retail brick-and-mortar weight loss centers, a lot of them have disappeared or closed in the last 3 to 4 years.
John LaRosa is research director for the group.
Weight Watchers used to have about 800 of those retail weight loss centers. Now it has 100. Jenny Craig, they used to have 600 retail weight loss centers. Now they have none.
But if you can't beat them, join them. Weight Watchers and weight loss apps like Noom have shifted their models to include the new drugs in their programs. That kind of adaptation can help other sectors in the weight loss industry, says Jenny Zegler, director of food and drink for the research firm Mintel.
There's a huge opportunity for food and drink companies that offer fiber, for example. This is something that can mimic the feeling of feeling full that these drugs offer.
And even though the drugs suppress people's appetites,
there's still really great opportunities for food and drink companies that might offer portion control options for those consumers who are looking to keep these in their diet, or maybe they need a treat, but they just need a little treat.
These drugs are having an effect on the fitness industry as well, at gyms and in people's homes through workout videos.
Whether you are on your weight loss journey, you are on a weight loss drug, or you're looking just for a little bit of that muscle maintenance, you have come to the right place.
That's a clip from the upcoming series Muscle Maintenance from the connected fitness company iFit. With research showing GLP-1s can contribute to a loss in muscle mass, Chief Marketing Officer Mark Phillips says there's more interest in strength training. So
We are also creating strength workout content specifically aimed for people who are doing these weight loss programs. It's really about maintaining muscle mass and feeling good as well.
Because it seems these pricey drugs are here to stay, and surviving in the weight loss business means figuring out how to work with them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Uncomfortable ad this week for Apple's new iPad. This is the same company which wowed the world back in 1984 with an ad for the Mac, where the brand was depicted liberating the human spirit from Orwellian oppression. But the new Apple ad has symbols of human creativity, a piano, colorful artist's paints, a sculpture of a human head being grotesquely crushed into the shape of a thinner iPad. Handy consolidation, maybe, but some read it as the crushing of the human spirit by Silicon Valley or a final victory of digital over people. Apple has yet to comment. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.